Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for his five stocks in 5 minutes, five in five, is Zach on the chart. You're right, Zach.
I'm fine. I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. The market's all over the place today. FTSE 250 taking a hammering. FTSE 100, not too bad. But let's go through a selection of the movers here. First and foremost, FTSE 100, Tesco. Now, food prices are down, and it's not looking good here. They're saying food deflation is happening at the moment. So, TSC...
Well, I don't know. It's quite strange because, I mean, there's two things. I heard that, you know, a lot of hedge funds are going short of supermarkets for whatever reason. And then the other thing is because of the weakening pound, which is, you know, hit 127.95 against the dollar last night, you would have thought that inflation will start coming in there. So it's contradictory stuff.
Yeah, so it gapped down today, Tesco, because of this, food deflation news. It's at 168. I mean, it recently topped out at 180. What's happening here? It's below the 200-day moving average here, isn't it?
Yeah, we've gapped down through the 200-day line, which, you know, the gaps down through these features tend to be decent signals from my perspective. Resistance line from March was around 177. So while we're below that, let's say you're a seller into strength, and it's difficult to see now really how it can avoid another test of the 150, 140 to 150 support band. But I don't see it worse than that at the moment. I'm still a bit skeptical about this negativity on food deflation.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic support level there, isn't it? 140 on 150. I mean, hard push to go below that, like you said.
Yes, I mean, you can see that last candle where it went into right into that zone and then bounced right back there. So, in a way, you just wait until it goes down there, and you wouldn't even mind if it, you know, you had to wait a long time.
Yeah, okay, let's go to FTSE 250, Bellway, of course, house builder, having a bit of a hammering at £16.45.
Just awful. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, that before the Brexit vote, you could see it was poised to go head for the stars, and then there was this massive gap through all the near-term moving averages, the 50-day, 200-day, etc. Current situation, we've got a mid-move consolidation, which looks like it'll break to the downside. Last low 16.22. So end of day close below that, and we could see another £2-3 of downside. I'm looking for 2014 support around the £14 level. Wow. And that's valid while we hold below, let's say, £18. But these property funds getting closed down.
M&G,
there's three of them now.
Yeah, M&G, Aviva, Standard Life, and M&G was the biggest, and that's just closed down. I know. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm saying, I'm going to chuckle to myself, but after all the assurances that we've had from the FCA and the other financial authorities that this time is not like 2007 and 8. They've taken all the precautions. As soon as there's a wobble, you get some massive failures here.
Yeah, okay, let's go for now AIM. We got a corporate update today from Andelas ADL. And I think it's come off a bit today because of that down 3%. It started positive, actually. It was up 3%. Now it's down 3%. What are you seeing here? I'll have to fatten the chart here.
Well, yes, you do have to fatten the chart. It's a bit of a fattening chart situation. I would say it's no worse than sideways now. I think that's probably the most charitable thing you can say. The other thing on the RSI scale, it's a 20 out of 100, which is also very oversold. So those are positives. But really, this is for me a momentum play that you want to see it break a recent high, let's say 0.17 or 0.18, before thinking of dipping your toe in the water. But I think at least if you're already in there, and especially given how uncertain the market's been, it doesn't look like it's going to get much worse than it has so far.
Okay, another move today, Orosur Mining, OMI. What are your thoughts there?
One of my favourites. I think it's a chart of outstanding beauty.
Oh, it's looking strong, isn't it? Momentum there, yeah.
Beautiful. I've got a line which I've drawn, which maybe is slightly optimistic, but I've drawn a line from April last year through the May peak, so it gives you quite a steep angle up to 35 pence. Probably initially, so that's like the 3 to 6 months target. Initially, probably you're going for 20 to 25 pence once we break 15 pence on a weekly close. So,
wow, it's just
looking very good indeed. As you've probably seen, the gold price today shooting towards $1,400 as well. So I think it's going to be, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out it's going to be a great time for anything which has exposure to precious metals.
Yeah, just over 15 pence there. Okay, and the last one, of course, another gold miner, gold producer to be. I do hold some stock here. It's Hummingbird, HUM. And again, I think this is turned out to be quite nice, isn't it? 200 day moving average.
Yes, this is another one that configuration I really like. You had the breakthrough of the 200 day moving average in April. And since then, there was no need. It's dipped, three times towards the 200-day line at 19.88 pence, but never got anywhere near it, which is great. So this is like an extended bull flag, mid-move consolidation. Before we move from 12p to 30p, this time I'm looking for us to move from, let us say, 20p to 35.
Nice. 5 in 5. Thanks, Zach. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.